No.
Shut up.
You think he's talking to you?
Fuck off. Fuck you. You fucking... Shut the fuck down.
See, you're quite an assertive man.
Only mixtape. Only mixtape. Fucking apathetic. Cold as the fucking North Pole. Gay or not. You're gay or not. I hate this shit. Hey or not, your world just faggots. On the town at night. I ride by, black a scrub. Shoot you all up.
May there be freedom, equality, and brotherhood among all men. May there be morality in the relations among all nations. May there be in our time, at long last, a world at peace in which we, the people, may for once begin to make full use of the great good that is in all of us.
So, it's not like I have picked up my phone and dialed Star Mountain on Skype. No, I haven't. I haven't called her back. I haven't been in touch with her. And I'm sorry if that upsets her and everything. She still posts a lot about QAnon on Asgab. But I don't have any... I'm not going to sit here and say I don't have blind spots. All I want you to know, Star, if you listen to this podcast, is I've got no issue with you, and I don't mean to be mean by not getting back to you and everything. It's just that I've been busy and, you know, it sounds like excuses, but I love you like I always have, my friend, and I only hope you can understand that Michael Van Deven is not your friend. I know it's hard to, you know, I know it's hard to accept this, but Michael Van Deven is not your friend. And Shrednu Vashta said the same thing to me about Metron. But Metron is my friend. And Metron has been there when I've needed him. And I haven't always been there for him. But you know, that guy, he's a good fucking guy. He's a good guy. I mean, if you ever get the chance to have a beer with that guy, or throw some shrimp on the barbie with that guy, you should feel honored, because his general knowledge is vast. He's a very well articulated, well-rounded individual with a lot of, you know, clarity in the way he expresses his worldview. And it may seem like I'm just saying that because he's my buddy, but let me tell you, he doesn't defend everything that Trump does. He isn't a hard line this or that. He looks at things issue by issue, and that's what a sound person of a sound mind does. And even though Shrednu, you think he doesn't have a sound mind, I'm not going to sit and play mediator. So all of you who think MV is your friend right now, who talk to him on Voxer and whatever, maybe he surrounds himself with people like Brig, because, you know, Brig doesn't fucking have any attachment or feelings to him. And he's that prickly that he likes to be surrounded by demonic hatred. Monsters. Living monsters. Like, I mean, the gang of idiots that frequent that place, or used to. I mean, my life has improved exponentially. Exponentially. Ever since I have stopped frequenting that site. And that to me is fucking amazing. It's amazing. And Envy will do the same thing to you. He will play with you like a cat plays with its prey. He'll play with you. He'll bat you around. He'll kill you for his own pleasure. It's like they said in The Planet of the Apes. Beware the beast man. alone amongst God's primates. He kills for sport. And that's sick. That's what's disgusting about it. So beware. Beware, people. Beware of these people who pretend to be one thing and are another. I think that's all I have for you right now. I don't have anything else. I thought I had more, but that's all I have. So, I hope you enjoyed your time with me today. And, you know, try and make somebody else's day brighter for once. And stop focusing on the me, me, me. I bet you will feel a lot better for it. From Azaray with love, good night all.
I remember the first war, the way the sky burned, the faces of angels destroyed. I saw a third of heaven's legion banished, and the creation of hell. I stood with my brothers and watched Lucifer fall. But now, my brothers are not brothers. And we have come here, where we are mortal, to steal a dark soul, not yet Lucifer's, to serve our cause. I have always obeyed.
Always sang for my father. Never really sang for me. But now that I'm much wiser, I can be what I want to be. Always loved my dear mother. Never dreamed she'd care for me. But sometimes now we sit and talk it over. Lets me know what she wanted life to be. Always sang for my father. Never really sang. Now that I'm much wiser, I can be what I need to be.
I just made him do things to me.